Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited that you joined us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on various topics and feature guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And our shows are on 3 days a week. You can hear us on Wednesdays, our midweek Stress Buster show from 3 to 3:30, and Fridays from 12 to 1. And we are going to make it maybe a little bit longer because we have a long line of people who are waiting for readings. And Sundays from 10 to 11 o'clock. You can also, if you're not able to listen to our live shows, you can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love any feedback or insight or any comments that you want to give us, any kudos, anything that you want to do. If there's any shows that you want us to talk about, just give us an email. You can also, and this episode is paid to you and brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive reader and a realtor. So if you have a house that you want to sell or if you're wanting to buy a house in the Minnesota area, you can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, I'm an intuitive clairvoyant reader, energetic therapist, and spiritual teacher. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. Marie and I also do individual sessions, we do group sessions, and we work with corporate offices. And you can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button on our Blog Talk show page. You can also, when you're on Facebook, we'd appreciate if you went in and liked our Divine Goddess Radio page on Facebook. We'd love it, love it, love it. Well, welcome to Friday, people. We made it. We made it.
Yeah, happy Friday, everyone.
Yes.
I guess we can talk about the energies for a while we're waiting for people to queue in. I've been feeling really good. The energies have been pretty calm this week. And, but I believe this weekend may get a little crazy. So, you know, we had our new moon on October 4th. Which was a big emotional one. It was in Libra. So that brought up a lot of issues with partnerships. And I know a lot of people have been saying, like with readings, the theme is all the same. It's all about partnerships. It's all about relationships. And, I got hit with that one, but made it through okay. And then on the 18th, we have the full moon, which is also a lunar eclipse. So whatever you started at the new moon culminates on the full moon. So if you've been able to work through whatever you went through on the 4th, you should be able to sail through on that full moon. You'll be ending whatever you started. So,
you know, the 4th, is that when you and I, what day was that on the 4th?
That's the day that you and I had our little discussion.
We had a discussion. Well, we're in a good place now, so we worked through it.
Yep.
Worked through it.
It was spot on, right on. I'm like, well... And it just came out. There was no, you know, preamble or foreshadowing or, you know, a couple days of,
yeah.
It just, boom, it came out. So.
Yeah. And we both survived it, and I feel better. Hopefully Marie feels better from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we can move on to the next part of our path with, you know, what we're doing together business-wise. And it has been a very mellow week. I only had one day, I think October 1st, that was a doozy. But I did notice yesterday was a really cool day. I felt the increase of surging of energy. And like I personally, and then I've talked to other people just this morning, patterns are coming in. So a lot of us are getting downloaded. We're going to be recalibrating and integrating. So that I would almost, for myself, I just know my patterns. That's what I'll be doing for the rest of the month. So I'm going, just a smooth ride. That's all I'm asking for is a smooth ride. I'm choosing to be in it. But no matter who we are, you guys, you're going to go through it. We're all going through it. You're going to have your ups and downs. But the more you can remember to be in that love and not in the fear, you know, if you're tired, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I'm really being worked on is when I'm just tired and I almost feel like I'm depressed. It's like, oh, my Lord. But like last month, September was a doozy of a month for me. But now it's better. this month. So I'm going, oh, let's keep it up. Let's get lighter and lighter and lighter. Now, remember, what were you saying about let's try to keep in the upbeat, but part of what's going on this weekend, so people can just be aware of the energies that are around.
Just be careful on Sunday. The energies are going to be pretty intense, so be careful of your words.
Yes.
Be careful of starting arguments.
Yes.
If you feel irritable or you feel snappy with someone, just walk away.
Yes.
So that the words don't escalate into something that, you know, maybe might break up or damage a relationship. So just be aware of it, and if you feel it or you see it coming on, remove yourself from the situation.
You know,
you're warned.
Yeah. And just remember, you guys, anytime you say something and you're feeling something, an apology does not take away the sting that it left.
Mm-hmm.
So be mindful. If it does not come from your heart, be the bigger person to be able to recognize and be aware that, okay, I need to walk away from this. And you're going to say, stay there. I need to walk away because I need to shift. I need to let it come up. I need it to come out in a different way. And if we were to talk right now, it isn't going to be positive. So just let me get through this and we'll come back and we'll talk about it. But this needs to come, you know, so just be mindful of that because the I'm sorry, I did not mean it does not still take away that sting that it left. So.
Yeah, and, you know, there are people out there, too, where maybe this is what they needed to end something that was no longer that, you know, something that didn't serve them anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe this will be the way for them to say, listen, you know, if somebody else picks a fight and you've just said, that's it, I've had it, this is not going anywhere.
Exactly.
This might be the best timing for you. So just keep aware of what's happening this weekend. And, you know, I think if you have the knowledge, then you can deal with it a little better.
Yeah. I, you know, and this is just my word of mouth, but this is just who I am. It's, you know, as long as you say it, again, with love and that you, you know, embrace it, you can say it with a firm tone. People can hear you with a firm tone, but don't do anything out of hate. Don't do anything out of being mad because that energy goes into it and they pay the price for it because you're karmically sabotaging them. And then you end up having to sit here and go in and do the work to release that. So it's like if it comes from love and just saying, you know what? This is not what I want in my life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you have to say. Whether or not they choose to hear is another thing, but then you can walk away from it. So you walk away from it. So
yeah, and I think the big message is be aware of it karmically.
Yeah.
So remember, what you do unto others can be done unto you. So be very careful on how you talk to others and how you handle a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that you might do out of spite, you know, can come like a boomerang back at you. So keep it positive, keep it loving, keep it from the heart space.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything with unconditional love and send the pink out.
Yep. And, you know, and the thing is, you guys, there's human moments. We all have them. Believe you me, I have human moments. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, every morning if you set the intent that all communication is done with love and light, you'll be amazed at how the situations will be presented to you, and it won't be the old reaction. You're going to respond differently, and you're going to be more mellow, more peaceful, and that person, believe it or not, will hear it the way they're going to hear it. Get out of how it looks like, and that means how if they're not responding to you the way you want them to, does not mean they didn't hear you. They'll still process it. It's still in one of their bodies and spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spiritually, it will come to them when they're going to come. And they'll be able to look back at it going, well, you didn't say it that way. It was really mellow. And so they're going to be, if they don't think about it at that moment, I guarantee they'll process it throughout the day. They do. That's just how the psyche works, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The P-S-Y-C-H-E. That's how the human psyche works. So they will hear it. So put the gentleness into it.
Yep. And if you need to call in or you'd like to call in for a question or comment, the number is 347-327-9360, and we are also taking questions in the chat room. So if you can't call in and you want to type something in, please feel free. And one thing too, if you're driving, and I know like in Minnesota is a huge, every road is one construction zone. There's either traffic or construction, and especially on the weekends, the roads will shut down, and people get a little frustrated because takes you twice as long to get everywhere. But one thing you can do, which I've done before, if people get angry with you or, you know, make a gesture, just turn around and blow them a kiss and smile and keep driving. It throws people off like you wouldn't believe. And then they're like, you can see their head kind of, you know, twerking in their car going, what? What did she just do?
But some culture that's probably flipping them off. I'm waving my hand. I'm doing the whole thing. I'm making sure not just to do a hand. I'm doing it to where my hands are spread out like this so they know that I'm waving. And then I've seen it in the rearview mirror that people are smiling going, oh, and then they put their hand up going, it's like hesitation going, oh, she waved at me. So it's like, and that's new for me. I have to work on
patience. I've done it where I've gotten a dirty look or a finger and I've flipped them off a kiss and then smiled and, you know, wave and keep driving.
And if you saw Marie, I could see that so happening. She probably did it to me and I didn't even realize it.
Yeah. So, you know, many ways to shift out of whatever you're feeling. So,
well, you know, and the thing is, the construction is happening now, you guys. It's very symbolic. There's energies trying to keep us in that frustration. So use this as a golden opportunity. Instead of getting upset or angry or irritable, look at it as a time to be able to practice your patience and coming from your heart saying, you know what, I'm not in a hurry. It's an opportunity for me to slow down and to look at and reevaluate what I did throughout the day. Mm-hmm. You know what, here was an opportunity I could have blown up, but nope, I chose to do this. So then that way, you look at it as you're able to recognize, you know, all the good choices that you did, you know, throughout the day.
Right.
That we're so busy that we don't take notice of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then give yourself a pat on the back saying, God, I did awesome today. Mm-hmm. I really do, Rob.
Or before you go to bed, take a self-evaluation of the day.
Mm-hmm.
How many things based on love did you do today? How many things based out of anger did you do today? Mm-hmm. And evaluate it, you know. So because when the things out of love start outweighing the things out of anger and frustration,
yeah,
that's how you've shifted your life.
Exactly. And just in case, I can't remember, did you say the phone number?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes. Never mind. And I even looked at her when I said it.
Oh, my God. I'm fully in my body, folks.
Good, 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 good. She did leave a little while ago, so she's back. And I was actually holding one of my crystals, and I was floating away, and I was like, okay, I need to put it down now. So,
oh, that is funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. So those of you who are wanting to call in and you have a question to ask, you can ask. So far we're waiting for somebody. Normally we have
had someone on the line, and they dropped, so I don't know. I know sometimes with Blog Talk,
yes,
people call in and then it drops them.
Oh.
So that sometimes there's a little bit of issue. I know when I called in on Wednesday to listen, it was very crackly.
Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't the clearest connection. So
hmm.
I know there's issues that come on with some, you know, from time to time.
Time to time. Because we normally have like a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
We're both looking at the good thing going, well, what's going on? Well, obviously we are supposed to be talking.
Yeah, which is fine.
And it's just letting people know, here's a perfect opportunity, you guys, again, to write down your old stories. I had to do this, and I was going to blog, but I find it really interesting. I'm not able to blog right at the moment to have anything published. But write down all the old stories, the ugly and the bad stories, write it on paper. Have a burning ceremony because it's perfect weather for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that means the stories inside your head and that you've been telling to others and listening from others are over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to burn them, and then you're going to recreate and write a new story. That new story is what you're going to be telling everybody else. Doesn't matter whether or not it was your experience, but that is your new story.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever your relationship was like with parents, if it was bad, if it was ugly, it's over and done with. Now you're going to look at it. God, I had the most phenomenal relationship with my parents. You're going to change that because if you start talking about it out loud, it then becomes a subconscious dialogue. So then that changes and shifts you within, you guys. And then that's your divine truth. It becomes your truth because they were light, whether or not they showed it as you grew up is another thing, but you're choosing to remember differently.
Mm-hmm.
As you do that, you don't even realize what you're energetically doing for yourself. And so that was information that was brought to me today. So obviously I would think a lot of people are exploring relationships right now, especially with parents, and it's parents of all sort. My biggest issue have been mother and father God. My biological DNA parents, I get them. I get them. It's been mother and father God saying, hey, this is what I need from you. When do I start seeing this? Because your daughter's working her butt off here on earth doing the stuff that she said she was going to come here to do. I'm not doing it fully yet. I'm doing it, but this is what I need from you guys. So as parents, and they don't know what it's like to be in physical form, so there's many people who are examining relationships, but especially with mother and father right now. In all, it's physical form. For me, it's a different form of mother and father. But I have to be clear on them what it is that I need, what it is that I desire. And then they bring to me what's in my best interest, you know. So.
And for those of you looking for abundance, we have a Law of Attraction Days. Tomorrow, I believe, through the 18th. So you've got a couple days to write your Law of Attraction check if you didn't do so last weekend. And what a Law of Attraction check is, you can take a check from your checking account, or you can find a blank check online, and you want to fill it out. You want to fill out the check to yourself, leave the amount blank, date it, and sign it from the universe. And you carry this check around with you, and this check is supposed to attract abundance to you. And remember, abundance can be anything. It can be in currency. It could be somebody gives you something for free, something you were waiting for happens and you didn't have to pay for it. It's any type of abundance that you're looking for.
It could be abundance and health for those of you who are sick. All
exactly.
of a sudden, bam, you have miracles.
Right. So when an abundance is manifested, then you can tear that check up, and as long as the dates are still going on, write yourself another one. So try it and see what happens, what abundance shows up for you. I mean, people, I know that people will report, well, I wrote the check and, you know, I won the lottery, or I won at gambling, or I did this or I did that, or I was looking for someone to take care of my child because I had to work, and all of a sudden someone miraculously showed up. So remember, abundance comes in any form, but this is a great time to write those checks.
Also, you are supposed to do different ones?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to redo a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I know on our Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page, I have a blank check in the photos. So if you go to the Facebook page, you can actually pull that check and print it. And then, you know, you can make multiple copies, and then as your abundance comes through, rip it up and write yourself a new check and carry that check with you. Put it in your wallet.
So, like, if you put the date on it, doesn't it say you want it on the specific
no.
date?
No. Nope.
But you do put the date on it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or do you say October 2013 and you just don't put the day in it?
No, I always write the date.
Do you?
Yeah. Yep. And you'll if you read on it on the internet, everybody has a little bit different way of saying it.
Yeah.
You know, you could write paid in full.
Yeah.
For the amount.
Yep.
I usually just leave it blank because I want everything to come through. You can, some people will say burn it after you get an abundance. Some people will say you can hang on to it. But most people will say get rid of that particular check and then write a new one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, then I need to write a new one. I'm going to, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to write down and get quite clear so I can focus on what it is I want to manifest. I've been, you know what I did? Last time that we wrote up our intentions of what it is that we want, you know, didn't you say once upon a time that you recommend that 10 things at the most is what
mm-hmm.
you want to try to? So I was going to go over it the other day, and I saw myself writing off going, oh, that did happen, but then I got sidetracked.
Well, and also, too, you know, we talked about, like, when you do it, when you have a new moon, it's a great time to write down your manifestations for the month. And we actually did it because it was fall equinox, so we did a burning ceremony. However, it's also good when you do that. If you are going to have a burning ceremony, write it down in a separate spot because then you can actually check off what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that, but I know in my head I remembered a number of them, and they've all been checked off mentally. But it's also a good idea to duplicate it and write it in another spot so that you can every month check off what didn't happen. And then whatever didn't manifest, try to reword it in a different way.
Yeah.
So.
Because I notice I'm going, yeah. But a lot of them I'm going, oh, my God.
Well, remember, too, though, they say that if it doesn't manifest now, it's not the right time.
Yes.
Everything is related to divine timing. So you can keep writing it down every month, and when the timing is right, it will manifest. But don't get discouraged and not write it down, you know. Keep on writing it. Keep being positive. Because the more positive thoughts you come and put out there, the more comes to you. You're attracting like attracts like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I am just dumbfounded how we don't have any callers. That's always aligned.
Yeah.
Really.
And here we have one.
Oh, I'm going, this is just crazy. We've never witnessed this before.
Maybe nobody needs any.
You guys are all rocking and rolling.
Okay, well, let's get someone on the line at area code 937. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hello, Sandy. Do you have a question or a comment?
I want to know what you see for me.
Oh, she dropped. See, I wonder if Blog Talk's having an issue. Hi, Sandy, you dropped. Can you call us back? Sorry. Yeah, I wonder if Blog Talk is having an issue again. Okay, maybe if you want to type it in the chat room, your name and where you're from and your question, then that probably would be better. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
oh,
can.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, yeah. I'm sorry to know you're waiting for an answer. Okay, let's try area code 949. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from California.
Hello.
Well, hello, Dee Dee. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I'd like a question in regards to my job forecast. I am in between jobs and I'm wondering what you see me getting involved with next, and will it be anytime soon?
Let's see here, Dee Dee from California.
Dee Dee, do you do anything related to charities?
No, I have
okay.
not.
I'm hearing charity for some reason.
I'm getting at the job that's with people. That's where you shine your light with best. What is it that you've done in the past?
I've been a hairdresser for 23 years. I'm thinking of not doing that anymore because my body's kind of breaking down. And I think that was kind of Spirit's way of telling me that it's time to move on.
Yeah.
So I'm just not sure what direction to go in. And I'm in desperate need of a job right now, so I'm a little mixed up.
Okay, now you want to change the word saying desperate.
Yeah.
So you want to cut, clear, and delete that, and you're going to send that love because you're going to get out of the fear base because that's fear. So you're going to go, okay, you know, universe, this is a perfect opportunity for me to start doing my spiritual work here. So to guide me, and I'm going to be open to receiving the guidance. It's going to unfold before you. Right now, you want to be clear on what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
It's about coming from your heart's desire. You can get out and get a job to pay your bills just to get through it. So that way you can just do anything. But they're going, now it's time for you to focus on what do you really want to do. You thought it was hairdressing. It's not anymore. And I'm hearing that you have an idea. You have an idea of what it is you want to do. You're great with people, so you know you want a job with people. But you want to work with people in a different way now.
Yes.
I keep hearing charity organization, so I don't know what's around your area that's related to that. But
you're a go-getter, and I hear you're a go-getter, so you could sit here and do whatever you wanted to do. And you would be great if you wanted to do a sales job. Now, remember, that sales job could look like anything. There could be a position to where you're going to be doing charity work, to where you're going to be doing fundraising. So just to keep an open mind on that, you can look on Craigslist. You can go to Indeed.com. What's the other one? Indeed.com.
Oh, there's Career Builder.
Career Builder. So there's stuff out there, but they're saying get clear on how it is and what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
Look at that. You've been doing hair for 20-some years, so you're going, oh, God, I thought I was going to be this, you know, for quite some time. Now you're shifting gears. You're shifting gears now.
Yes. Yes, I am.
But to make sure that you're out of being scared, because meanwhile, I'm hearing there's jobs that you can do just to bring in money, and you might have different ones before you figure out specifically what it is that you want to do. But
okay.
To make sure you're still doing it towards directed towards people.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. So let's get back to Sandy's back on the line. Oh, where'd she go now? She's gone. Okay. Wait. Oh, there she is. All right. Sandy. Hi. You're back
Hi.
On.
Hi. Yeah, I keep
well,
losing
hello,
you.
Sandy. I know. Like, where'd she go?
And so what was your question again, Sandy?
Wanted to know when you see love coming in for me, or if you do.
Of course, there's love coming all the time. So I'm assuming you want romance,
the main
correct?
Love, the good man in my life.
Man, she wants a man. When's Sandy's man coming
oh,
in?
Oh, yeah.
I am hearing the beginning, there's going to be new things that are going to be happening for you at the beginning of the new year, 2014. You're going to be put in situations to where you're going to have ample opportunities of being able to meet a potential partner. So, unfortunately, if you're going, is there one this weekend? I guess you always
Well,
make
that's
something.
Okay.
It's like it sounds like it would be, you have great potential at the beginning of the year. There's still some stuff that you're working on from your past, and it's not just current lifetime stuff. So it has to do with love issues. And with that means your partner more than likely is working on heart stuff, though, too. October is
okay.
A very hard month to be able to sit here and say they're coming in October. It just doesn't feel. However, Marie, what are you getting?
Now, are you a country music person?
Well, yeah, I like a mixture. I like country.
Okay. I'm hearing something related. This person that you're going to be, it's related something to country music.
Is it a cowboy?
Well, I'm seeing cowboy boots, that's why, and I'm hearing the country music, so I'm going,
Yeah, I live in the country, and we all wear cowboy boots. We all got the cowboy boots. So.
Oh, okay.
Hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also, I agree with Beth, because I'm hearing work on yourself a little bit more, still working on issues.
And when we're saying, when I'm saying issues, it's self-love.
Yes.
It's really coming from within, because you need to love yourself, and so many people look for outside love to be able to fill it up, and it's like, it starts from inside. When you do that, you're going to be amazed, Sandy, at what you attract and how fast that works. And you're not that far off, just so you know.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. So let's go to area code 617. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, ladies. This is Annette, and I'm calling from Boston.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Annette.
Annette.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
What's your question?
My question is in regards to a job interview that I have on Tuesday. And I'd like to know, is there anything I need to know going forward?
Job interview for Annette.
Well, I'm hearing this as she's tuning into this. I'm hearing that you want to start your day off by setting the intent that you have open and clear communication so that everything is coming from your heart space and that there is no misinterpretation. That's what I'm hearing. And you're going to be amazed if you remember to say that and how clear the communication, you're going to be able to verbalize yourself. And you're, that means you're going to hear what it is that the questions that they're asking. So you're going to be able to respond in the most appropriate way. So that's first and foremost. You want clear communication.
Okay.
Your energy is feeling fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You are rocking and rolling, girl, energetically. So just make sure that you're free of anxiety, free of stress, free of worry. Just already visualize that you have this job.
Yep. I see you making a very positive impression
on
these people, on your interviewees.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, very good.
So it feels very, very good.
Good.
Very good. And come across with confidence. Also ask, you set the intent that you come across as confident.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with being confident.
And smile.
Yep, and smile.
Yes. Okay. And I think
you got it, girl.
Ask,
you got it.
Can I ask you another very quick question? Mm-hmm. This job would start up as part-time. And I'm not sure if it will go into something full-time or into another position, but I have some debts that I really have to pay, and I just want to know, will this job help me to do that?
Well,
or will finances be very, very tight?
Yeah, I guess I heard right away that it'll move you into a different position. That's a stepping stone.
Yep, and I'm hearing infinite possibilities, so keep that in mind, and that means you're not going to worry about that debt. Already get past, if you have bad credit, get past that. Get past it already, because that can be taken care of down the road. And when we put our worry into that, that doesn't mean you're not going to pay it back, but you're going to do what you can do. You're not responsible for the economy right now, but you're responsible for how you're going to deal with it internally. So externally, you can draw on in all the good. So you're going to stay out of that fear. And just so you know, many people are going through that right now.
I know. But this to me is something that I have to. I mean, I have a deadline. I do have a deadline.
As
to when I can, you know, I need to start paying it off, because I do need to do that. That's my duty to do that. That's the honorable thing to do, and I want to do that. You know, but I don't want it to be so, I don't want this to be so restricted where I'm just working, and then when I reach in my pocket, there's nothing in there.
Yes.
How do I deal with that?
Trust.
You know what, and I know it because I get it. I'm in a similar situation, but this is about trusting. It's not a test, but it's walking our talk that we know that we're being provided for, and that abundance and prosperity comes to us in different forms. You don't know what, you know, if it's a loan, whatever it is that you're paying back, you don't know that they may not work something out with you. Just because
that's
you might have had a conversation to where they said, nope, you don't know right now how something could be switching right now to where
you're
it could
right.
work out for you the better. You know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind, saying, you know what, I'm trusting, and I don't have to be afraid.
That's so true, because last week I was stressing over something. I mean stressing.
Yep.
Dressing.
Yep.
And,
yep.
you know, spirits, like, I feel like spirits just push me and says, look, make the phone call. I made the phone call, and it was nothing. In my mind, it was horrible. It was terrible. But they're like, don't worry about it. It's no problem.
Yep.
I'm like, I didn't sleep for 3 days, and you're telling me it's no problem?
Exactly. But you know what? That was at work. That was ego at work. So what you get into your heart space. And saying, I know right now I'm safe and secure. And that means you're safe and secure in all ways, shapes, and form. In all ways, shapes, and form. I mean, I could sit here and get in long conversation with you on it. But just this is an opportunity to really to sit here and walk your talk now. I'm trusting
and
I'm getting out of the way.
Cause that's
ego.
You said it right. You said it right.
Yep.
You were the first word you said was right. To prove.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
You said the right word. Don't sugarcoat it for me.
Okay, I won't sugarcoat it for you. I won't do it.
You had it right. You had it first right. You had it right the first time.
Okay, all righty.
It is. To prove.
Well, good
to
luck
put
to
my
you.
Money where my mouth is.
That's
tell
right.
Tell everybody
That's
else
right.
how they should be doing it, and you're not doing it. That's me.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Many blessings
to
you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And now we have area code 919. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Robin and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Well, hello, Robin.
And hi, how are you?
Very good.
How are you?
Do you have a question
and
or a comment?
Yes. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for the last conversation you had with that lady because I felt also like you were talking to me. So thank you very much.
Oh, good. Well, that's what it was for. Mm-hmm.
And my second question is I'm looking into going to business for myself, selling spiritual items. Do you see it as a lucrative business for me?
My first response was yes.
Oh, yeah.
And because, I see you in a store.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see you with a storefront.
I'm hearing don't ask people going, do you see me being successful, saying I am successful. You're already visualizing it because you get it. You get what it's about. You get what's going into your the stuff that you're creating, and it's what's needed. So.
Oh, okay.
And the path is going to unfold for you. So already feel like you're in it, you're making it, you're successful in it. See yourself on where it's going. Just use that imagination.
Oh, okay.
Because you are definitely channeling. You're channeling it from the right source. So people will be drawn
great.
To it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful
day.
Okay,
well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, and now we've got area code 720. Oh, sorry, clicked on the wrong button. Hold on one second. Okay. 720, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, good morning. This is Michelle from Colorado.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good. Very good. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do have a question. What I would like to see if you could see for me is hopefully do you see maybe in a year or so me having children?
Michelle's wanting to know about children. I'm hearing definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Cool.
Now I'm asking how many.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I'm hearing one within
okay.
a year.
Okay.
And I'm hearing girl. But
oh, wow.
That's
okay.
just what came to me. So.
I'm here. You're going to be having two. Doesn't mean you're going to be having twins, but there will be total of two, but the possibility of a third. Because there's some really cool, beautiful light beings, which we are, that are wanting you to be their mother. So it's like I see a line. So it'll be interesting to see what turns out. don't be surprised
know,
if it's triplets. I'm not here in triplets, but these kids are coming in different ways.
Okay. Yeah, because I have one now who's definitely very different, very different. And so I was like, wow, you know, I'm also going to be divorced. And so I said, I feel like I'm supposed to have some more, but I'm like, if there's not a spiritual man out there for me, then no. But I know that, you know, if I'm going to have children, then he must be out there. Because I do feel like I'm supposed to have some more. Just because this one has taught me so much, like, it's amazing. And so I'm like,
oh, exactly.
Do you have any little partners that are supposed to be coming into my class? I need to get, you know, prepared for that because I really thought I was
exactly
the children thing. But something in me is saying, I don't think somebody.
It doesn't feel like anything's going to be happening until after
the new year.
The new year, 2014,
yeah.
Miraculous things are going to be happening. I mean, it's every day, but 2014 is a year that a lot of stuff is going to be happening.
Yeah, that's why I said a year, because I actually promised, you know, our Heavenly Father that I was going to wait 2 years, you know, beyond, because I really want to work on me spiritually. So if it would happen, like, this is a whole spiritual thing that I feel like I'm supposed to be doing. So I know it definitely is, you know, some time from now. But it did feel
like...
Harry,
you're
going
to be very fertile in February. So...
Oh,
watch out in February. Watch out in February.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thanks, guys. Amazing. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous Friday and a wonderful weekend.
Yes,
thank
you.
You
too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, and now we're going to get Gussie. Is here
Hello.
On the line. Hi, who is this? Gussie, is that your real name?
It's not my real name, but I love the name, and so you can call me that. That's fine. I answer to it, too.
Oh, okay.
I love the name.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
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 Okay.
Ooh, nice. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I'm looking for work. I need to get some work lined up. I'm making a move. Relocating to a different town. I need to get some work lined up in about, let's see, what's today? In about 4 days. And I've been really, really hitting the pavement hard to make that happen, and haven't had success. But Lord knows I am trying, really doing 1,000%.
Do you have some fear that's coming in or kind of behind, you know, what you're trying to do?
I don't know if I would call it. I mean, it's more than a lot of pressure. it's been a little bit of a small town. So the opportunities aren't really super overflowing.
Yes.
If I don't find work, if I don't make this move, then the consequences are not good.
Can you
They're
expand out of your little area?
What's that?
Can you expand out of your little area for the work?
I don't know what that means.
Meaning, are you keeping your are you keeping everything very focused in a small area? Is it something that you can expand
out?
Oh,
no. I'm doing like what you would consider global searching.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, but the town that I'm moving to is not LA. It's, you know, it's a small town. So there's only so much that is available in a town of this size.
I don't know why I keep hearing clean up. Do you clean?
Oh,
or are there cleaning opportunities? Hey, that's a good way of being able to bring money in until you know what your next step is.
Oh, I hate that. You know, I have done, that's been my survivor job for years. I have come to hate it. I kid you
okay,
not.
So then,
I have come to hate it. I'm a really clean person, and I don't mind keeping my own place clean, but I have done that kind of work. I am like Cinderella, you know, kind of that Cinderella scrubbing up the chimney while everybody else has a life. I have done. I hate it. I'm surprised to even feel that way because I am a clean person. If I never go back to a cleaning job, I will celebrate that. Honestly, I have so much unhappiness in that industry.
Yeah,
now.
Because that's coming from a past life.
More than one. Yeah, I've had a lot of past lives as maids and I have a lot of dark lives around that as well.
So you're tired of cleaning up everybody else's crud.
Yep.
Well,
and
do you know what you're wanting to do? That's what I'm hearing first and foremost, because you're going through massive transitioning right now. Mm-hmm. So again, what is your heart's desire and what is your passion?
Oh,
and are you willing to go?
I'm a writer. I have a writing job right now. It's a freelance. I work for a small little newspaper, in a little town, in another little town, in an even smaller town. I was born to write. The fact is,
do you blog?
Where I moved, I used to blog a lot, but I I'm not going to go into reasons why I don't. I just don't anymore. Don't need to. Don't miss it. It's done for me. There are no writing jobs in my destination town right now. I'm not saying it'll never happen. I'm saying right now, and right now is all that matters because I have about 4 days to manifest a job. You know, there's only so many newspapers and radio stations in a little town. You know?
Exactly. I'm still hearing expand, so maybe expand your search out of your little town.
I am doing that. I'm looking at towns that are, 20, within reason, you know. I mean, 20, 25 miles. I mean, I'm not going to travel 50 miles round trip to go work in a Motel 6 that pays me minimum wage, because by the time you pay for the gas, you have no money. You know, I'm being realistic, I'm being pragmatic, and I'm being practical on that count.
Yeah.
I'm not narrow. No. My search is really broad. Again, it's very expanded in all industries and all locations around where I'm looking to move. So it's not like I'm, you know, if anything, I'm overreaching, I guess would be even the word I would use, because I'm being so open to all industries and all locations within reason around where I hope to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you said you needed to manifest something in 4 weeks. Or in four days.
Eight.
I'm not picking up anything in 4 days. But I'm hearing there's going to be a male coming into your life within 2 weeks, and he's going to offer you something that gives you great potential to be able to build off of, but you need to keep a very open mind on it. I'm not getting the specifics of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm picking up on the fear, a lot of fear.
Yeah. But on that note, this is somebody you do not currently know right now. It's going to be through you meet him by happenstance. You happen to be in the right place at the right time. If, like Marie said, if you stay out of that fear and allow it to come in. So I know you need something in 4 days. Again, miracles happen. All you have to do is buy a lottery ticket. It costs, what, $2? Saturday, you never know. I'm not saying that's the way it's coming in.
No.
So anything can change in that. Anything can change in that moment. But I'm hearing 2 weeks with you and something to do with a male that's going to be coming into your life, and he's going to give you a great opportunity here. But it may not be the way you want it to look like, and you just have to get out of that because it has a lot of potential and possibility.
No, I'm happy. You know, I'm very open to that, but I'm trying to take care of my immediate needs now. You know, it sounds weird, you know, but 2 weeks is still 2 weeks away.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
You know, the money, you know, income needs to happen not in 2 weeks, but, you know, but now.
You know, and
so.
the only other thing, because now I'm being practical with you, because they're not giving me anything other than that, because it's really working on getting out of fear and out of how things look. Again, I get it, because money pays our bills, and it allows us to live in this world.
Right.
So if there's something that you could do that would bring money, so again, even though you're going, I do not want to clean, get out of the fear that that's what you're going back into. But if it gets you, if it can do something for you just to bring something in the next 4 days, to look at the potential possibility so this guy can come to you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because if we close ourselves down going, I hate it.
Yeah. It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does, yeah. But, yeah, yes, it does logistically. There's a lot of history to all of this that I don't care to talk about. So I just don't want to talk about it.
Yep.
Try not to go and ardently really don't want to go back there. Don't want to.
Yep. But that's what I'm getting. So I know it's not what you want to hear. You would like a miraculous situation. Again, I believe in miracles. Keep an open mind. You know, talk to source and saying, you know what, this is what I'm needing. This is what I need. This is what needs to be manifested. So however you're going to take care of it, I'm open to how you bring forth the energy for it to be taken care of. So it might be to where you get peace of mind. Be okay with that's what you're going to get. You're going to be okay with it. It might be somebody who you meet walking to the store, walking down the street, who's going to give you some feedback that's going to help with your shifting, give you some ideas, you know, to do with the creativity. It's just be very open to it. But it's letting go of all that past stuff, you know, letting go of all those old stories, no matter what it looks like. Again, Marie and I can only give you information that we're being given.
Right.
You know?
Do you think this is just more of a conceptual question. Do you think it's wrong to want to enjoy your job?
No,
absolutely not.
No, because that's your passion. All of us are always trying to find our passion.
That's the thing. In my particular case, I know what my passion is. I knew it before I was even born. So I asked you that, you know, partly because that's what I'm striving for, is to have work that I actually, where I don't wake up and wish I were dead.
Right. Yep. But here, let me present it to you this way, because I've been there before going, I cannot do this job one more day. It's killing my spirit. Well, source is going, Beth, do you know that we're giving you an opportunity of looking at it differently? It's temporary what you're doing. Even if we're doing it temporary for 20-some years, again, I'm not saying that's what you're going to do, but it's the way of being able to look at it from a higher perspective. Again, you know it's triggering stuff deep within you, so you know it's lifetimes of stuff of servitude and not being able to serve people the way you want to serve it. But as soon as you get that, you'll be amazed at how fast you shift out of that. And all of a sudden, you've opened this gateway to new opportunities presenting themselves to you.
Right. I mean, we've all been through it. Every winter, I face it. I'm like, okay, the housing market slows down. I've got to pick up something that has to supplement it. I know it's not forever.
Yep.
And I can tell you, things just show up, and I end up working. I don't like it.
Yes.
But I know I'm there temporarily, and it's going to get me through until, you know, something shifts again, and here I am going full force.
Because I'm just hearing this is not the end-all, be-all, what you have to do. But October is going to be one of these months. It's going to be the ups and the downs. So to be able to, you know, and then you're in an area, and I've lived in a small town of less than 3,000 people, so I get it. So I've been there before. But it's just, this is when maybe, just maybe, this is your opportunity of really being able to connect with source. Because what if you lost that disconnection for a while because of fear and getting caught off guard with other, you know, thoughts that you've been having that have been reoccurring your whole life? What if this is an ample opportunity of being able to change that connection with Source right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can believe, saying, okay, I know I'm being taken care of, even though I'm scared and it doesn't look the way that feels familiar or feels good to me, I know I'm being presented. Because right now, I mean, we're in a time period, a lot of us have to go right at this moment, I'm safe and I'm protected, right at this moment, and it's moment to moment. You start trusting that, that trust gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing how our lessons are given to us. It's amazing. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that's what we're supposed to give to you, is just that information. Because when you get off the phone, you're going to be processing all this stuff, and that's going to be enough with shifting you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll let you go and take your other callers. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
and
you.
Thank
input.
You.
Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay. Have a good
right.
day.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
You,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. And then we'll get on to caller. Okay. Area code 856. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Rosemary from Jersey.
Hi, Rosemary.
Rosemary, do you have a question or comment?
I know I've been like trying so many ways to put applications and jobs come in my way and some interviews, but it doesn't look like it's going the right direction. I was wondering what's coming up in the next few weeks or a few months for me.
Job related, you're asking?
Yes.
Are you currently working?
No.
Have you signed up with a temp agency?
I don't do that anymore.
Are you in, I don't know why this is coming up. Again, this is not, and are you another individual who is needing the income, like right now, so that your bills can get paid?
Yes.
Because I'm hearing a fast way of doing it is waitressing, but people get caught up in saying, and I'm hearing it for myself just as much as I'm hearing it for you, just so you know, does not mean it's going to be permanent, but it could be temporary because of tips that come in. And then as you're doing that, you're going to be able to find the job that it's going to be to where you'll have some passion with it. But that way, if you're a waitress job, I'm hearing like in a restaurant, in a nice restaurant, until you figure out what the next step is. Because again, I'm hearing with you, what is your heart's passion? What do you want to do? You know, what is going to get you up in the morning so you're enthusiastic for the day, and when you go to bed at night, you can't wait to do it again in the morning. So, and that's where you're going through. You're going through major transitioning right now. So, but meanwhile, a waitress job, you know, that tips and everything would pay the bills. But to get into that mindset, it's only temporary. This is not what I'm here to do full time until I figure out what my next step is. You're close. I'm hearing you're so, so close. What that close means, I couldn't give you a date on that. They're not saying, well, she'll know in 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks. It could be the beginning of the year. It's going to depend on the work that you're willing to do. So it's sitting down and asking, you know, what is my passion? What is my heart's desire? What do I want to do? How do
oh,
I want
I
to
know.
Be of service? When you know, when you ask Source going, how am I here to be of service? I want to shine my light in the best way possible. What's the best way? You'll be amazed at how Source will talk to you. You'll be amazed.
People
will come into your life and say the right thing at the right moment.
My passion is to relocate again back to where I came from a month ago, almost 2 months ago. So that's my passion.
What did you do before?
Contract work here and there.
Oh, okay. I'm not feeling that. So the passion mm-hmm. isn't there. So you know, it's no longer about that. But I'm hearing with people because you enjoy working with people. So that's something because some people are going, I don't know, do I want to work with people? Do I not want to work with people? And the thing is, do you want your own job if you had your own job? Or do you need to be working for a corporation? So the more you can get clear, the more you can focus on that. So you don't want to do heavy physical work anymore, it sounds like, correct?
No, what I studied for.
Yep, yep. Have you thought about, I don't know why this is coming up, I find this really interesting. Have you thought about going back to school for medical? Anything
no.
to do with medicine? Are you attracted to medicine?
No.
Huh. I keep hearing that. It's getting louder and louder. What are you picking up, Marie?
I keep hearing the same thing over and over. Temp agency as a bridge. Because the contract work, I think you're done with that. I heard a big no more. But I really keep hearing temp agency. I know you said you don't do that anymore, but they're really pushing that. So there must be an opportunity in one of those jobs that would help you to step up and be a bridge to something permanent.
Yeah,
and it could be to where it could be an association that you're going to be part of creating something that's medical, because I keep hearing the word medical. So I don't know if you're going to meet somebody through that way, but there's definitely going to be a correlation there. So don't close down to it because you're going, it doesn't trip my trigger anymore. Again, it doesn't mean that it's permanent.
Yeah.
It's temporary, just to get you to the next step. All it takes is one person to change your life. One person.
And I, yeah,
that one
I'm saying the bridge, so it's definitely a bridge.
Okay. Am I going back where I want to go, where my heart desires? You see that or not really?
That's completely up to you. If you figure out, here's the thing is nobody can tell you what your heart's desire is. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at, and that's just in the world. We're all at that point now going, what I was doing, I don't want to do it anymore. This is what I've been conditioned for. This is what I was told that I needed to do. Now it's like, what is my passion? What is my passion? Well, here's the thing is, I'm just giving you an example. My passion is children. Marie and I love doing Divine Goddess Radio, but this isn't the only thing that we want to do. We want to build this up to make it into a business, you see? But it's trusting. So meanwhile, to build a business, there's stepping stones to it. Meanwhile, I have another job that I have kids because the kids bring this light to me. I smile with them. I have fun with them. So it's finding that passion. But I've always known kids are my passion. Helping people is my passion. Helping them the best way that I can. Guess what? I get to work with kids and I get to help people. We do these readings.
Well, and also, cool. too, you know, in a temp agency, you're exposed to a lot of different
scenarios.
And you never know that one of those may ignite something in you
in
that's
you.
So deep that you're like, aha.
And you didn't even know it.
This is what I was waiting for.
Yes. So do you get where Marie's coming from with that and where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I want to go to a different location overseas. That's probably why. And they denied.
Well, you never know. A temporary job may have, you don't know what company that you can be pulled into where they say, hey, you know, We're a worldwide company. We have this opportunity. Are you willing to relocate? You never know. If you keep yourself open and you keep manifesting, and this is what you're meant to do, things will start falling into place.
And then you'll experience synchronicity, because then it's so easy to read this like bam, 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 bam. But that's getting out of that fear and knowing that you're being taken care of. But get out of how you think it should look. Just really trust. Just trust.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay,
thank
does
you.
That make sense? Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. So if I guess the theme of our show today has been all the same. Use your law of abundance checks this weekend. Write those checks. Manifest the abundance. You just never know what you may bring in. So
work on your trust, too.
Yep.
It's a lot of trust, you guys, and I'm feeling a lot of the energy. People didn't hear what they wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just trust. This is an opportunity for you to make a new connection with Source, to get in touch with your spirit so you can listen to your soul. But only you and only you can sit here and figure that out. Journal, journal, journal.
Right.
You get introspection that way. So have a wonderful weekend, you guys, and know, be prepared. This is the kind of weekend we're going to have. But get through it. Go into your heart space.
Right. And join us at 10 a.m. on Sunday. We're going to be talking, continuing our talk on chakra and the new chakra system. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We send you love and light.
Bye-bye.
Bye.